Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What happens when you live a soul-guided life? You say goodbye to your old small self and say hello to your soul. Each week on Your Soul Guidance Radio, where you make dreams come true, Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams. Learn to overcome any obstacle that's stopping you and turn adversities into adventures. Saskia's life is the living proof that extraordinary choices lead to an extraordinary life. She triumphed from being held at gunpoint in the jungles of Africa to traveling to over 55 countries, helping people around the world tap into the power of their soul. You know you have a calling. Each week, let Saskia and her guests show you how to play the biggest game of your life. Now, here is your host, Saskia Roel.
Good morning, everyone. This is Saskia Roel. I'm your host today from YourSoulGuidance.com. And we're on Transformation Talk Radio this morning. Every week, we are live at 9 Eastern, 6 Pacific. And today, I'm just going to dive right in because we have such an amazing guest, Dr. Sarah Gottfried. And today, I want to talk with her about her book, The Hormone Cure, and why it's so often that women are told they're feeling moody, asexual, dried up, sleep deprived, and it's just all part of being a woman. Well, Dr. Sarah has done an amazing, amazing job, and you know, I want to get her to talk as soon as possible, but I want to let you know what her wish, her vision for you is. And to quote Dr. Sarah, she says, "My vision for you is to feel from the inside out, sparkly, fulfilled, and content. And I want you to feel blessed by a hormonally balanced life, full of the spunk, engagement, and buoyancy that are your birthright." Well, this show is all about soul, about living your biggest dreams, living your soul's potential. And I'm going to ask her too, what hormones have to do to, as a woman, live your full soul's potential? Let's bring Dr. Sarah Gottfried on. But before, I just want to tell you a little bit about her. She is a Harvard-educated physician, a keynote, very popular speaker, a best-selling author of The Hormone Cure. She's also a nationally recognized yoga instructor. She's been featured in Cosmopolitan, Glamour, Family Circle, Natural Health, The Woman's World Red Book, The Yoga Journal, in addition to appearing in the award-winning film Yoga Woman. She's been on TV, and a really, really fun fact is that she has extraordinary parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents, and I thought it was so beautifully described in her book, The Hormone Cure, how her great-grandmother taught Dr. Sarah already at the age of 5 the importance of fish oil. Well, let's bring her on. Welcome, Dr. Sarah.
Oh, thank you, Saskia. I'm so happy to be with you today. Hi, everyone.
Yeah, you know, I just want to tell everybody that I was just completely fascinated when I listened to a couple of interviews, you know, how things, there are no coincidences, but how things come about. And it struck me that that knowing and being educated about your hormones has everything to do about fully living your life and living your soul purpose. But before we go into that, I want to ask, I ask every guest, like, you know, we all have a soul's path, and that's been calling us forever. And at some point in our lives, we open that door and we're stepping right on that path. And very often it's because something happens or there's an experience. Dr. Sarah, did anything in your life happen where you opened that door and there was this kind of awakening?
Definitely. You know, you were very kind to describe my great-grandmother, and I think in some ways the door was open already. when I was a child. So I had this great-grandmother who was a bit of a radical. She would come visit us. I grew up in Maryland, suburban Maryland, and she would come visit us not with Barbies and candy and gum like my best friend's grandmother. She would come visit us with kale and carob cookies with wheat berries. She would always drink a cup of hot water with lemon juice. She practiced yoga way before we had a yoga studio on every street corner, and she believed that you don't find the answer to health in the bottom of a pill bottle. Mm. So I would say that I was born with this legacy, with an experience of my soul's purpose.
Yeah.
And then I forgot. So I forgot until I was in my 30s, and I would say that's when I opened the door again. I was in a place where I was really struggling. I was working in what I would call McMedicine. I was working at a health maintenance organization. And as you probably know, Saskia, in the U.S., the average patient appointment's about 7 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about how long I had for each patient that I was seeing. I was seeing about 30 to 40 patients a day.
Mm-hmm.
I was a working mother. I had 2 children, married, and I was not living my soul's purpose then. So I was struggling. I had premenstrual syndrome. I was gaining weight, even though I felt like I was eating well and exercising a fair amount. I especially had belly fat, and I just felt stressed. I felt like I was pushing a rock up the hill. And I went to see my doctor, as many women do, and he told me that I needed to go on an antidepressant.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a defining moment for me because I looked at that prescription. It was Prozac. I'm 46 years young now, and this was when I was in my 30s. It was for Prozac, and I just thought, wait a minute, I'm not depressed. Like, that does not feel right. There was this intuitive sense that the prescription was out of alignment with what I needed. And that was the moment where I decided to take my medical training and apply it to my own situation. And I found that I had these hormonal imbalances. And when I figured that out, when I figured out that I was being managed by stress, I had high cortisol, the main stress hormone. When I figured out that was my main problem, I was able to solve it within a month.
Wow.
And I started to feel glorious. So I would say the door opened at that point, and then I was able to turn that learning toward the patients that I was seeing. I decided to open my own integrative medicine practice where I could spend as much time with patients as I wanted, and that changed everything. That's when I started to live my soul's purpose.
But that was a courageous thing to do, right? You started your own practice and suddenly said, you know what, I'm going to do it my way. And I love that because I'm all in for that. And, you know, some of the listeners know my story. I'm so passionate about encouraging people to take that step. I mean, I've pretty much lived my life that way. One day I woke up, I lived in Holland and my soul told me to move to America. And I had just, you know, birthed 5 children in 8.5 years time. And we were actually flourishing. And in our, you know, I had my own healing coaching practice. My husband had his own entrepreneurial business. And basically what we did, we just left. I mean, we bought a house over the phone in America. We hardly had money. We took our 5 kids who didn't speak a word of English. The youngest was 2 and the oldest was 10. And we moved to America. You know, and we're still here. I mean, it's been quite a journey. I mean, it has had plenty of challenges, but I know what courage it takes to say, you know what, I'm going to listen. And like you did, you open your own practice and see where you're now. And I know that now at this point of your life, you're so fired up. You've said, like, at least if I understood well, that you want to raise the consciousness of at least a million women to be educated about their hormones and live that birthright of, you know, being exuberant, being happy, sharing your purpose, correct?
You got it, Saskia. You know, I really believe that when I was held back by fear, when I was in my 30s and I was, you know, I sometimes joke that I had the four Fs. I was frumpy, frazzled, fat, and you can imagine what the fourth F was. Like when I was in that place and held back by fear, my hormones were completely out of whack because fear makes your cortisol go up. It makes your main stress hormone go up to a level that is not healthy for you. And when you're able to stalk fear, when you're able to move beyond it and to have the courage to do that, your hormones fall into place because cortisol is really the main hormone that controls all the other hormones that you have. And I really think about fear as being this cortisol-drenched emotion. And when you're able to step into these positive emotions, you know, the ones that are about love and trust and connection and forgiveness, that's when you're able to get cortisol back into that Goldilocks position of not too high, not too low, so that it can really support you on your path.
You know, I love that. And that's what struck me when I listened to certain interviews of you. And I know you have written this phenomenal book, The Hormone Cure, which I can just rave so greatly about for every woman who's listening. I would say that every woman should have that book. But I mean, you really activate that divine potential in us again. And, you know, I can see when hormones are not in place, we're completely out of whack. And I think so many of us are. I mean, at you know, perimenopause and menopause. It's just such a beautiful mission. I'm looking at the time. Unfortunately, we're heading for a break. For all the listeners, we're talking with Dr. Sarah Gottfried, and she has amazing wisdom to share how to activate that soul potential and make sure that you are educated about your hormones, what's going on. And after the break, we're going to talk about how you can get that mojo back and feel in the golden years of your life. Stay tuned. We're going to be back.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome to Sisters Talk Radio. Awaken the feminine power that glows in your heart. There are just certain heart-to-heart conversations you can only have with your sisters. The conversations you crave when you need to reconnect. Mona and Savitri explore our feminine power as they look at headline topics and what women are talking about. Join us on Sisters Talk Radio, Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're back on Your Soul Guidance Radio with Saskia, and today we have our special guest, Dr. Sarah Gottfried, and she's talking about her book, The Hormone Cure, How to Reclaim Your Balance, Sleep, Sex Drive, and Vitality, Naturally with the Gottfried Protocol, and also how hormones relate when they're in check with living your full soul purpose. Dr. Sarah, how can people connect with you and, you know more about your book? And I know you have a website with, you know, all kind of great stuff.
Well, the best way to connect with me would be to go to thehormonecurebook.com. So that's my website where I've got a lot of information about the book. You can also purchase the book and submit a receipt and get some delicious bonuses.
And I know you you had also this program, Dr. Sarah, about, you know, I ordered this phenomenal program. Is that something? Yeah.
The program Fast Track Your Hormone Cure? Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want me to talk about that for a moment?
Well, I can also post it on my Facebook, because I also want you to talk about the book. I mean, why the book is so important for us.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. Well, I really believe that modern women, I mean, this is true for men as well, but I think modern women are up against more obstacles than maybe ever before in the history of the world. And I really believe that those obstacles are part of the path. You know, some people find that, you know, they get angry when they come up against obstacles, or they get anxious. And what I hope to teach women to do is to navigate that path, to navigate the obstacles, and to learn everything they can from the obstacles that they come up against. One of the things that I see is that your hormones have so much crosstalk. You know, for women, there's three main hormones that I think are essential, that you want to have working for you, not against you, in order to really be able to feel at home in your body and be able to rock your mission, to rock your soul's purpose. And those three hormones I call the hormonal Charlie's Angels, and they are your cortisol, your estrogen, and your thyroid. And if we have any men listening to us today, for men, I consider it to be your cortisol, your testosterone, and your thyroid. So I think it's important to keep this as simple as possible, because when you talk about biochemistry, when you talk about the science of hormones, it can get complicated pretty fast. But if you focus on those top three hormones and you make sure that they are in that sweet spot, the Goldilocks position of not too high, not too low, that's really going to serve you best. And cortisol is the one that tends to cause the most trouble. You know, we were just talking a moment ago about how when you're held back by fear, often that's cortisol. And what typically happens is that if you're living a fear-based life, cortisol tends to be on the high side. It can also be low. In fact, it can be high and then low within the same day. But when it's high, it causes certain symptoms. I thought it might be worthwhile to mention what some of those symptoms are. Yes, because I think a lot of women have hormone imbalances and they don't know it.
Yeah.
And women especially blame themselves. And I just want to say straight out, please stop doing that. You know, let's look at the biology. You may have a hormone imbalance and not know it. This is not your fault. And there's a lot that we can do to rebalance these hormones. So when cortisol is high, it makes women feel tired but wired. It can also make you gain belly fat. I mentioned that as part of my story when I was in my 30s. I had a muffin top, and it continued to grow. I wasn't so happy about that. It can also affect your memory. It can make you walk into a room and not know why you walked into that room. It can make you crumple under stress. It can make you anxious. So these are some of the really common symptoms that I see for people who have high cortisol. It can also affect your sleep. It can make it difficult to calm down before you go to bed. It can make you have a second wind. And that's particularly risky for women. We know that women have double the rates of sleeping problems that men do. And it's so important to master your sleep. That's when all the repair happens in your body. And we want to have a balance, especially when you're living a soul-infused life. You want to have a balance between the cost of that, you know, kind of the wear and tear of being in the world and activating your purpose, and then the repair. We want to have a balance between those two.
Right. I mean, I'm just listening and thinking about all these questions that maybe the listeners are having. But how do you know, like, you have low estrogen or low progesterone? Or, I mean, do you need to get the doctor test that? Is that the best way to figure that out?
Well, I'm a fan of using questionnaires. So I use questionnaires in my own practice, and I use them in my work that I do online, because it's worthwhile to do testing, especially if you're not sure about some of your symptoms and whether they're hormonally based. But what I find with questionnaires is that they really help you trust your own experience.
Mm-hmm. And in your book, you have a beautiful questionnaire. I mean, where you can really, where you map out all the different, you know, types, what's going to happen or what's the case.
That's right. And I have the questionnaires that I actually use in my medical practice in the book, The Hormone Cure. What we know, you know, the latest thinking when it comes to hormones is that there's this problem called hormone resistance. And our listeners might have heard of this term before in association with insulin. Like, you might have heard of insulin resistance before. That's where your cells become numb to insulin. And so your insulin levels rise higher and higher as a way of trying to get the attention of the cell. And when they rise like that, insulin's a fat storage hormone, and so it makes you store fat. So similar to insulin resistance, you can have resistance with some of these other hormones. You can have cortisol resistance. You can have thyroid resistance, estrogen resistance. And what that means is that your testing, like a blood test, may not reflect your own experience. And when that happens, that's where I think a questionnaire is more helpful. You got to be able to trust your experience. I think that's a really essential part. So yes, you can do some testing, and I tend to start with the blood first because that's the language of traditional medicine. And I think it's especially important when it comes to your thyroid. But when we're talking about these other hormonal Charlie's Angels, like your cortisol and your estrogen levels, I think it's worthwhile to look at these questionnaires. And I even have a quiz that people can use to check out what hormones are out of whack. And I could share that with your listeners, or perhaps we could put it on your page.
I can add, I would be happy. My Facebook page is Saskia Roel, SaskiaRoell, and I would love to do that, because you know I think it's so important. What I want to say to everybody, the Hormone Cure, this book is a really fun book. I mean, it talks about hormones, but it very much speaks into your listening, and it speaks into every question, and it's so eye-opening. So I just want to make sure everybody knows it's super educational, but it's like a delicious read also.
Hmm. Well, thank you for that. You know, I feel like for women who are suffering with hormone imbalance, the last thing they want is some boring textbook, you know, on their hormones. So I tried to make these hormones really come alive and to explain, okay, here's the top five jobs that estrogen does in your body. And if these jobs are not being done, check out your estrogen level and here's what you can do about it. So I've got a whole protocol. Once you figure out the root cause of the symptoms that you have, I've got a strategy for how to balance that hormone naturally.
Well, and it's also, you know, you write, for example, somewhere, if you're too brain foggy, you don't want to read all this, just go straight to page 75.
That's right. Well, you know, I've been listening very carefully to my patients, mostly women, over the past 20 years. And what I hear from them is that they don't want some big project when it comes to their hormones. They want to know the baby steps. They want to know the small hinges that swing big doors. And so that's what I really focused on here. But I also need to honor a friend of mine, Saskia, because I have a girlfriend who is in her late 30s, who has three children. You described how you had five children. I can't even imagine having five children and moving them from Holland to the U.S. But this friend of mine has three kids, and she was one of my readers. She read through my book, you know, an early draft, and she came to me and said, you know, Sarah, I love you. I love hearing about these hormones, but
Dr. Sarah,
I don't want to hear.
I see that we have to go to the break. So everyone, Dr. Sarah is going to tell this story about her friend, and I'm just super curious what that story is going to be. Stay tuned, and we're going to be right back after the break.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Hello, everyone. We're back on Your Soul Guidance Radio, and we have our special guest, Dr. Sarah Gottfried, and I'm very curious. She's going to talk more about the stories she was going to share about her special friend. Before we do that, I want to make sure every listener knows how to connect with Dr. Sarah. Go to her webpage to inquire about the book. Dr. Sarah, how can people best connect with you?
Sure. The best way to connect with me is to go to my homepage, which is thehormonecurebook.com, thehormonecurebook.com.
Great. And I'm going to, if you are not friends with me, you want to befriend me on Facebook, Saskia Roel, R-O-E-L-L. I'm going to put more information up on my Facebook page. I will also put up the webpage of Dr. Sarah. So, you know, you can go there and, you know, get all your information. And I cannot speak highly enough about the book, The Hormone Cure, Reclaim Balance, Sex, Sleep, Sex Drive, Vitality with the Gottfried Protocol. I have the book here and actually I take it to bed with me. It's a really wonderful read. It's funny. It has amazing information. It talks about hormones. It educates you, and you know, it also gives these great tips, like, you know, enhance your sex drive with drinking a maca shake, Dr. Sarah. I want to talk about that, but before we do that, share us about the story you were just going to tell about your friend.
Sure. Well, what I was describing before is that I have a girlfriend who speaks very straight with me. You know, she loves clear and direct communication. And so she was an early reader of my book, and she said to me, "Sarah, I love you. I know you're a bit of a science geek, but here's the deal. I want a more streamlined version of your book. I want to just know what my problem is. Like, go ahead, tell me my root cause with your questionnaire. And then I just want to go to that chapter." You know, for her, she has a problem with cortisol. So she just goes to chapter 4 to get the solution. So there she finds the Gottfried Protocol, which is this 3-step process where you start off first with the lifestyle changes, the nutritional gaps that you want to fill based on your hormone imbalance. That's step 1. Step 2 is the proven botanicals. You just mentioned maca, which helps people who have low estrogen and have low sex drive as a result of that. It also, by the way, helps with anxiety and depression. And then step 3, only when needed, because the first 2 steps don't resolve your symptoms, step 3 is where you apply bioidentical hormones at the lowest doses and for the shortest duration. The whole idea is that I find that 95% of my clients are able to balance their hormones without a prescription. So you still want to be working with your doctor when you're at step two or step three, but you don't necessarily need a prescription. But what this girlfriend said to me was, you know, the adrenal glands give me the creeps. So the adrenal glands are those cute little glands in your mid-back on top of your kidneys that secrete cortisol as well as some of these other hormones we're talking about. And she said, you know, I just don't want to keep reading about the adrenal glands. So I wrote the book in two ways. I wrote it so that you could do this streamlined version, like my friend Joe was requesting, where you find out your root cause of your symptom and then you just go to that chapter. Or you could get more detail. You could get the science if you want it. So there's two different ways to read my book, and I just wanted to give credit to Joe because she asked me for that streamlined version, Saskia.
Yeah. Well, it's absolutely all in there. And the name of the book is The Hormone Cure. So if anyone is interested in this book, The Hormone Cure, go to thehormonecure.com. Dr. Sarah is just, you know, so wonderful in explaining everything there. So make sure you get that book. And I'm just saying it for the sake of you living your soul purpose, because I know if your hormones are out of whack, you get stuck and you have all these symptoms and you really can't move, like you say, like in the Goldilocks of your years. And I want to share something which, you know, completely confirms my belief, like the importance of this, is that my mother-in-law, and I don't know if she wants me to share this, but I do want to share this. She's 80 and she had a certain condition. And I mean, hormones had nothing to do with that, but they wanted to stop her whatever she was experiencing, and they gave her hormones. I don't think bioidentical, I think just, you know, synthetic hormones. And she said, I don't know what's up with me, but suddenly I sleep so well and I'm just so happy. I'm so happy all the time. It's almost I get the happy pill. And I'm like, wow, you know, and who knows, maybe for the last 40 years, she's lived in a certain state and now she gets hormones for a complete different condition, has nothing to do with any of that. And she feels so happy.
Well, I see that a lot, Saskia. You know, if we look at, for instance, estrogen, estrogen's one of those hormonal Charlie's Angels, and those again are cortisol, estrogen, and thyroid for women. Estrogen raises your happy brain chemicals. It raises your serotonin. Serotonin is that lovely neurotransmitter that's in charge of your mood, your sleep, and your appetite. And for some women, I find about 20 to 30% of women are exquisitely sensitive to their estrogen levels. And after they go through menopause, you know, at 40 plus, then with low estrogen, often they have low serotonin levels. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but that's a basic understanding of it. And I find for a lot of women that once we start to get their estrogen levels off the floor into that Goldilocks position of not too high, not too low, it just makes them giggly. It makes them happy again. They start to sleep restoratively at night. And it sounds like that's what happened to your mother-in-law.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, there's so many things we don't know, and we don't know we're out of balance.
It's true. It's very true. And we live in a culture that is obsessed with masking symptoms with a prescription.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important to realize you're not going to get a cure that way. You're much more likely to get a cure when you identify what the root causes of why you're struggling, why you're not able to live your soul's purpose, why you feel like the glass is half empty instead of half full. And typically, it's your hormones. You know, we know that half of people with depression have high cortisol levels. 20% of people with depression have a problem with their thyroid. And yet, often, women get started on an antidepressant and nobody ever checked their hormones. So I think it's really important to look at your hormones.
Exactly. And I was talking yesterday with a client, And she said she was so anxious, and she was anxious about this, and she was anxious about that. And, you know, yes, in my work, I help people to go from where they're stuck to being unstoppable. And suddenly I'm like, you know what? What is your age? And she said, I'm 50. And suddenly I start relating things. I thought, well, yes, you know, that anxiety can be there, but there can be also another cause here. We don't realize that. And I think we blame it to, you know, society, everything goes so fast. And but there's another part which I never realized before, the importance of this.
Well, we definitely live in this hurry up world. And we know that women are at the least happy place that they've been in the history of the world. And so I really think it's important to start with the biology. You know, I'm a big fan of doing the kind of work that we need to do to get unstuck. But I think the way that you really are able to get into a flow, the way that you're able to really make progress rapidly, is to make sure that these hormones are supporting you in your soul's work. Because otherwise it feels like you're pushing a rock up the hill.
Yeah.
And you feel like I did in my 30s, where I felt too young to feel so old when I was in my 30s.
Yeah, and I mean, you describe, I'm part of your newsletter, and you describe that when you're in your 50s, you should be like giggly, on top of the world, feeling energized, feeling happy. And I'm like, well, this is the newest thing I've ever read here.
Well, that's true. You know, there's really interesting research showing that, at least in the U.S., maybe this isn't true in Holland. You know how much I love the Dutch.
I know.
But in the U.S., we know that the best psychological well-being of our population is when you're about 18 to 22.
Yeah.
And then there's this long period where people are not very happy. They don't have much psychological well-being until about age 50. And that's when things start to turn around again. That's when people start to feel happy. And that's true for both men and women. And so I'm a big fan of really understanding, okay, why do we have such a drop in our psychological well-being? I think it's hormonal. And if we can address that, if we can address the root cause and get your hormones in balance again so that they're serving you, that's going to turn around your happiness, your psychological well-being.
Wow. You know, we're at the perfect timing. We're at break time. So I want everybody to stay tuned. Like how you can have that turnaround to happiness. And I mean, I think the biggest longing of the soul is to feel peace and happiness. And I never knew that hormones had anything to do with it. So I'm not scared to say, but I know I speak for a lot of people. And stay tuned. We're going to talk more about gaining inner peace and happiness after the break, and about the beautiful book, The Hormone Cure, from Dr. Sarah Gottfried. Go to my Facebook page or befriend me at Saskia Roel. And I'm going to put up more information, the website, and how to connect with Dr. Sarah Gottfried. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
1, 2, 3.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed.
Hi, everyone. You're back on Your Soul Guidance with Saskia, and we have our expert, Dr. Sarah Gottfried, talking about her book, The Hormone Cure. Before we go into that, I do want to mention to anyone who's listening and is interested in the miracle of meeting your soulmate, I have designed a program that will start mid-April, and it's all about how you can release beliefs that are in the way, how to get yourself soulmate ready. I mean, I met my soulmate in Asia and I have 5 children with him. I met him when I was married, and when I shook hands with him, my soul said, yes, this is him. I wasn't looking for him and he was there. And I want to teach you all about, you know, how to attract someone in your life, how to release anything that's outdated soul contracts, vows you made, beliefs you walk around with. It's a beautiful 6-month program. And if you go to yoursoulguidance.com/soulmate, that is yoursoulguidance.com/soulmate, you can find out all about it. Back to Dr. Sarah Gottfried. Dr. Sarah, how can people connect with you? Know more about what the work you do, about the hormone cure, your book.
Yes, well, to learn more, go to thehormonecurebook.com, thehormonecurebook.com.
Great. And if you go to thehormonecurebook.com, but you can also connect on my Facebook, Saskia Roel, or send me, befriend me, and we'll put up all the information about Dr. Sarah and her website, any other information. Anyway, I want to talk a little more because I'm so fired up about this topic. What is the importance of the heart and the mind when we talk about hormones? I mean, and our adrenals. You were just talking with me in the break shortly about that, and I thought the listeners have to hear this.
Yes, you know, I really think that we have a myth that the brain is in charge, that your brain is, you know, sort of the highest level of control and, you know, is sort of the boss of your body. And I think it's really important to realize that the latest science is showing that your heart is actually more important. And we've been talking today about the hormones that are released by your adrenal glands. We've been talking about cortisol and the estrogens and testosterone, progesterone, some of those hormones. These are all made in your adrenal glands. And it turns out that your adrenals, those cute little glands in your mid-back, respond to what your heart tells your brain. Hmm. And I'm talking about the heart here as both the physical and the metaphorical. When you really are amplifying positive emotions, like love, connection, forgiveness, gratitude, we know that that secretes oxytocin. Your heart is a really important part of creating oxytocin, that hormone of love and bonding. And that's one of the best ways to get into hormone balance, to really amplify the innate intelligence of the body. And I believe starting with the heart is the most powerful way to do that. And this isn't just some woo-woo idea. There's actually so much science behind this. And it can be as simple as just imagining that you're breathing into your heart, inhaling into your heart, you know, breathing in love and approval for your body, and breathing out from your heart, breathing out blessings to someone you love or to the world. That's a very powerful way to balance your hormones. It lowers cortisol. It raises oxytocin. It also increases your DHEA. DHEA is a really important hormone for feeling confident, having a powerful immune system. So that's a really simple way to rebalance your hormones.
You know, I think this is such a beautiful, easy step for all of us. I mean, basically, you could wake up and put your hands over your heart and breathe in and connect to your heart and feel the gratitude and appreciation, and then breathe out and bless someone. I mean, it's, we don't probably know how much power we have inside of us to do and work with our hormones instead of getting to the doctor and getting a pill.
So true. So true. And I, you know, this simple exercise is very effective. You know, the adrenal glands don't really understand calm. Like calm is confusing to them. The adrenal glands understand happiness, gratitude, forgiveness, love, bonding, connection. That helps your adrenal glands get into balance again.
So we have to step it up a bit. It's not only like being calm, but we have to take it one step up to happiness.
You got it, Saskia. You got it.
Mm. You know, and what would you say if people think, well, but I'm not happy? I mean, how do I take that step?
Well, if you're not happy, I would say start with your hormones. You know, yeah. Start with my book. Get my book at thehormonecurebook.com. Start with the questionnaires that are on page 24. Let's figure out what hormones are out of balance. So for me, when I was in my 30s, I had really high cortisol, and I had low thyroid, and I also had estrogen dominance. I had too much estrogen compared to progesterone. That was why I was not happy. And when I got those into balance within 4 weeks, I realized, oh my gosh, so many people are getting treated with the wrong thing. They have a hormone imbalance and they're getting offered an antidepressant.
Right.
That antidepressant has lots of side effects, and it's only effective if you have severe depression. So I want to get the right treatment for you, and the right treatment is to figure out the root cause and address that.
Yeah, and it is actually simpler than we think, because I read many stories in your book where people talk, you know, they come back and after 4 weeks or 6 weeks, they feel very different because they have started, you know, to take maca shakes, or you have a very informative, you know, whole chapter about, you know, what food you can eat, what, you know, herbal supplements you can take. So it doesn't have to be immediately, you know, with bioidentical hormones.
That's right. I would say most of the time you can improve your hormones. You can get them into balance with how you eat, move, think, and supplement. That is going to change how you feel.
And meditation is, and yoga you also mention.
I do. You know, I have a lot of different ways that you can hit the pause button and you can get cortisol to work for you, not against you. Some people who come to see me or work with me online are not big fans of yoga or meditation. So I have a very long list of some of the things you can do in order to hit the pause button and get these hormones into balance. Mm-hmm. But yes, those are very effective for many people.
Yeah, well, I would suggest to everybody, you know, go to Dr. Sarah's website, thehormonecurebook.com. It's all in there. And I'm sure everybody has enjoyed it so much. I truly enjoyed talking with Dr. Sarah Gottfried. And thank you so much, Dr. Sarah.
My pleasure. Thank you, Saskia.
We are at the end of our show, and thank all the listeners. Have a wonderful, happy week. This was Saskia, and we're going to be back next week.
You've been listening to Your Soul Guidance, where you make dreams come true. Tune in each Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover how to live a soul-guided life. Begin a journey to a life filled with abundance, adventure, and happiness beyond imagining with your host, Saskia Rowell. Let Saskia and her guests show you how to take the first step, release your fears, and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to your dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, visit YourSoulGuidance.com or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.